所以今天是有个毕业典礼，让我能够鼓励大家，也鼓励这些家长们。
About 3 or 4 months ago, the test of fund remind me, because today is going to have the ceremony of the graduation from UBS, so he warned me to preach today.
我们的牧师做事情都是现在已经想到明年年底，所以他都很早就会提醒你应该怎么做。
So right now, our pastor already planned ahead, so long time he will remind you of what you need to do in the future.
他也给我很多建议，这个讲稿也是他给我重新再给我整理一遍。
And he also gave me a lot of suggestions, especially today, the sermon and my scripture, actually a lot of suggestions.
我们这个礼拜做什么事情呢
？And so, what we going to do for
something that? 这个礼拜。上个礼拜。就是 BBS。
So the last week, so what happened on the last week?
Yes,
the week of the
February.
就是互相款待。
So that means we have the offer hospitality to one another.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父感谢。
Dear God, we want thank you.
虽然我们辛苦了，上个星期我们辛苦了一个星期。
And even we have been working hard for the last week.
但是我们心中非常的欢喜。
But we are so glad for the last week.
因为你喜欢小孩子到你的面前来。
Because you love the children come before you.
孩子都是你赏赐给父母的礼物。
And because the children are the precious gift you give to the parents.
让我们照着你的话语、圣经，好好的来教导他们。
So you want us to teach our kids according to your words from the Bible.
我们知道我们在生命中时常会走错路。
And we know in our life, a lot of time we will go astray away.
但是偶尔一句话，一个圣灵感动，你会使他们的转回来。
But sometimes just one word from you or a touch from you, we will go back to the right way.
常常我们知道我们是罪人。
And we know we are the sinners.
我们最主要是不知道怎么悔改。
And we don't know how to confess.
求你帮助我们，让这些话语能够跟着他们走他们一生的路程。
So we hope the words from you can accompany the children, can accompany us the all the way on our life.
对这些来服侍的弟兄姐妹们来感谢你。
And we want for those who serve you to give you thanks.
你建立教会就是要我们能够互相的服侍款待。
And the reasons for the church established is we want us to hospitalize to one another.
互相款待，不发怨言，就是你的彼此相爱。
And because you tell us we have to offer hospitality to one another, that's showing we love each other.
老约翰教导教会最后的一句话也是要彼此相爱。
And the old John in the Bible, they also teach us, the last word he teach us, we need to love each other.
求你带领我们，继续朝正确的方向来走。
So please leave us, we can go the right way.
我们为以下所说所听的都来感谢。
So we want to praise for the following time, whatever we hear, whatever we listen, and in Jesus' name.
保守我们行在你的道路当中。
And please to guide us to walk on your way.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And all the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.年轻的时候我去我年轻的时候常旅行，所以旅行里面你最怕碰到什么样的事情？
When I was young, I like to travel, and when during the travel, you will face a lot of situation.
我从我们台湾有个小岛叫绿岛，很小的岛，在东南边。
And in Taiwan, there's a small island beside Taiwan we call The Green Island. Okay.
然后从台北坐车到那边，那时候的路交通不方便，要开一天的车程。
So because at that time the transportation is not so convenient, so if you drive the car, you have to drive one all day.
那时候的交通不太便利，但是我们都很兴奋。
And even at that time the transportation is not so convenient, but we are so excited.
但是有一个行动不便的一个人啊，他从头到尾就一直在抱怨。
But there's one person because he's disabled, so he complains all the time.
就会让你觉得你外面的风景、外面的什么东西都变质了。
And because he's complaining, so they destroy whatever you see, the scene, and it's not a beautiful anymore.
好不容易到了那一个台东，要准备坐飞机到那个小岛的时候，他终于受不了了。那个导游让他坐飞机直接飞回台北。
And when we drive one day to the Taichung, because this is the city we plan to take an airplane to fly to the Green Island, because he complains so much, so the tour guide decides to let him take a separate airplane and fly him back to the Taipei instead of go to the Green Island.
拆走了以后，从此这个天整个都开朗起来。
And since he left the group, so the whole group's total has changed.
你们有没有在旅行中碰到过这种人
？So in your experience, during the traveling, have you had somebody complains all the time?
你在旅行中碰到不好的时候，你看到所有的不好的都有人在讲笑话，那个旅程就很好玩。
And if you during the traveling, if you meet someone during the old travel, even the bad situation is still humorous, and that can make your trip more wonderful.
所以说，你就知道那个整个的气氛环境不是因为那个外面，是因为里面有的影响。
So you know the condition, the atmosphere of the traveling is not depend on the scenery you are going to see. It just depend on what kind of member to travel with you.
你们也知道，我餐馆开了很多年，我也看到这些来的这些所雇的员工，从他们的谈话中，我知道他们的状况如何。
And you know I have years of experience working in restaurants. So from their the speech, anything, I can know their condition.
我雇的人有两大部分，一些是从国内来的访问学者跟这些家属。
And the employee when I hire, when I work in restaurant, there's two kinds of people. One category is from the China, they have a scholarship, they come to the United States, so I have been working in my restaurant.
有很多年我雇的都是当趟那些比较环境比较差的小孩子。
And then the other part usually I hire is the kids they come from a poor family, so they need the money.
所以两边的对比很大，一边从国内来的，他们都讲的都是成功的，怎么样奋斗。
And because these two groups is totally different. One group because they're from the China, so they talk about how to success.
那一边的环境差的，他讲的都是政府怎么样亏待他们啊，他们曾经受过怎么样的迫害、啊。
And the other kind of the people, because they come from the poor situation, the circumstances, so a lot of time they would complain about the government, about the welfare in their country.
所以你可以很明显的知道，他们并不是他们那个环境有问题。
So you will know the really problem is because they are living circumstances.
环境所接触的是，他们也跳不出那个圈圈。
And because the circumstances they live up, so it's hard for them to get out of their situation.
好，讲到这个圣经里面怎么看待这个发心里面不高兴的这些事情。
So right now we are going to find an example from the Bible to understand what happened during that time.
第一个啊。怨言是信心不够的表现。我们是主要来看那个埃及，从我们开始圣经的历史里面，你看到最主要的。
So the first thing I'm going to talk about is the grumbling displays a lack of the faith. We are going to from the history of the Israel from the Bible to study from it.
所以很多人都了解，他们一从出埃及就开始抱怨啊。
And we do know the Israelites, they're planning from the beginning when they get out of the Egypt, the Exodus, they started complaining.
临前十章十节说，你们不要发怨言，像他们所，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。
Just like the First Corinthians, the chapter 10, verse 10.And do not grumble, a son of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel.
圣经里面我找了三个例子，因为有很多的例子你们都知道，但是我这个例子是你们都很明显的。第一个是什么样的例子
And I found three examples from the Bible. So what is the first example?
也有人说, 以色列是一个抱怨的民族。
And some people say that Israelite community is a complaint nation.
从摩西要带他们出来在埃及开始做苦工, 就一直抱怨到红海边, 也在抱怨。
And since the Moses lead the Israelites to go over the Red Sea, and when they leave it out of the Egypt, they have complained from the beginning to their end.
这张图是过了红海以后, 他们没有东西吃, 上帝的降马拿给他们吃。
And the picture you see on the slide, that's when they get out of the Egypt on the way, they complain. After they cross the Red Sea, they have nothing to eat, so they complain.
后来他们还嫌没有肉吃, 上帝也降鹌鹑给他们吃。
And they complain there's no meat to eat, but God gave them quail to eat.
然后吃到后来耶和华向他们发怒, 他们吃到他们从鼻子都喷出肉来。
And because they grumbled against the God, so the God made a vomit. So that means when they haven't really eaten meat, and God already killed them, destroyed them.
耶和华不是, 觉得他们吃肉有什么不对, 是他们贪吃, 吃到都被喷出来的肉。
And the reason is there's nothing wrong to eat meat, and the problem is they eat too much.
然后耶和华当然就击杀他们。
So that's the God, the kill them, destroy them.
然后第二张图，你们看这个是什么样子的图？ 这个是他们在吵架的图。
And the second picture you can see they are arguing, quarreling each other.
好不容易到了迦南地, 他们派出12个探子。
And because the God gave him them the land of Canaan, so they sent out the 12 person go to explore the Canaan.
然后回来以后, 他们知道那个迦南地的人哈, 很难攻打进去, 但是只有什么, 约书亚跟加勒两个人是认为是上帝所赏赐。
And because the 12th person was sent out to explore the Canaan, and they find out the people live there, they are very strong. It's hard to take over. So they are complained, but the only two persons they have to face. And these two persons, one is the Joshua, one is the Caleb.
所以中间那个穿绿衣的跟那个穿咖啡色的那个是，约书亚跟加勒。
So if you see the picture, one is wearing the green clothes, one is the brown clothes, one is the Joshua, one is the Caleb.
他们甚至要把他们用石头打死。
And because these two persons they have to face, they think about we can take over this land, but the people don't believe them, so they want to stone them.
因为他们抱怨说他们不如死在埃及地，而不是死在这个旷野里面。
Because the people there is no faith, they think the people live there is so strong, so they think about we are going to die, so they grumble against them.
然后他们希望他们在埃及地可以在肉锅旁边吃到饱，然后耶和华再把他们接走。
And they hope they can just like they live in the Egypt, because at a time, they can stay on the meat pot, they can eat meat all day long. They hope they can have it on them, so God will leave them and take them away.
然后第三个很重要的例子，这个是什么？这个是地裂开了。
And the third picture you can see the earth open the mouth.
这个是可拉跟他的叛党。
And this is talk about the Korah and the rebels.
因为他们贪图摩西的职分。
And because they are convinced the priesthood of Moses.
所以他所有的这些抱怨都跟你的情欲，跟你要的那个权柄有关系。
And you know why they grumble against the Moses, because they are combat the authority.
他们虽然向摩西抱怨，但是其实再怎么抱怨都是向上帝抱怨。
And on the surface it seems they are grumbling against Moses, but in reality they are grumbling against the Lord.
所以他们抱怨到最后的时候，耶和华说，没有一个人能够进到20岁以上的男子都不能进到迦南。
And because they are grumbling, so God tell them, any person over 20 years of age, they cannot enter the land of Canaan.
所以只有约书亚跟加勒。
So only two person that can, I mean, can list some people in there. There's the Joshua and the Caleb.
所以你看，所有的这个整个带领，他们就是不信上帝的救赎。从带领到那个旷野里面，他们就沿途就一直抱怨。
And so you know, because they cannot enter the land of the Caleb because they complained all the way.
中间我也想到一个是什么样的，众人所做的决定不一定是对的。
So from this example, let me think about one thing. The decision from the majority, sometimes that's not the right decision.
基督徒要跟着圣经上面的去做。
So as a Christian, the most important thing we have to follow whatever the Bible tells us.
所以我们讲第一个，是你有怨言，就表示你对上帝的信心不够。
So that's why we want to emphasize the first one. We talk about the grumbling is display a lack of faith to God.
然后怨言起什么？怨言起争论。So
the second thing we're going to talk about, the grumbling can trigger argument.
这个腓立比书2:14说：“凡所行的，都不要发怨言，起争论。”
On the Philippians chapter 2:14, do everything without complaining or arguing.
发怨言的人的角度，第一个，他认为他站得很稳。
And those who complain, their thoughts they stand firm.
发怨言的人喜欢讲道理。
And those who complain, they like to more reasonable. They thought they are more reasonable.
也喜欢比较。
And like to comparison.
也喜欢说应该这么说，应该那么做。
And they always say, well, you should do that, and you should say that.
而且最喜欢说我的看法是最客观的。
And they think they are more objective.
常常问为什么。
And they will ask why all the time.
有的人说，当你说你最客观的时候，已经是不客观了。
And some people say when you say you are more objective, actually you are not objective.
那我们基督徒最大的问题就是经常认为自己是站在上帝的那一边。
So what is the big problem for the Christian? Because usually we thought we are standing on the side of God.
所以所有的怨言，最主要就是引起争论。
So we know the grumbling can trigger the argument.
因为我们人都有这个性质，就是认为自己。 阅历特别多。
And because the most of the time we think about we have more experience than the others.
而且我也发现怨言的人通常年纪比较长。
And I find out the girls who grumble it often usually they are more elder.
因为他们看过的，所听过的特别多。
And because they thought they have experienced more, they hear more, and they have experienced more, so they are grumbling.
讲一个比喻，就是你说汽油现在贵不贵
？So if I ask you, do you think the price of the gas is expensive right now?
假如你曾经刚来美国买过一加仑80几cent的话，你就会嫌贵。
If you have been in the United States and a long time, 1 gallon of the gas is only costing 88 cents, and then time you would think it's what is expensive.
我看外国人跟我讲过，他们小时候是一个 quarter。
And then some elderly people tell me when they are young at that time, the price of 1 gallon of the gas is only 25 cents.
那现在年轻人刚拿到驾照的，2.8块，他们觉得不贵。
And right now for the young generation, right now if we go to the gas station, and you know 1 gallon of the gas price is $2 something, and I think that's still cheap.
所以怨言通常跟你的经验有关系。
So a lot of time, the complaining is related to your experience.
然后跟你的专业有关系。
And also related to your professional.
我跟牧师也常常抱怨。
And I complain to our pastor all the time.
我们也互相劝告。
And we also to comfort persuade each other.
我说你讲到我们常常抱怨。
And when you preach, a lot of time we complain about your preach.
他说，因为我们很多人都会讲，只是我们整理不好而已。
And because of the last our congregation, everybody can preach, just we don't know how to organize it.
然后我跟他讲，我所做的这些，他们都不会抱怨。
And I tell them, whatever I do, all these problems, they will complain about the problem I made.
因为他们大部分人都不会做。
And because a lot of people, they don't know how to make all this problem.
所以碰到你自己专业的时候，你会比较有那一种比较。
So especially if you meet a professional, you have been out or you are specialized, and most people have no complaint because they don't have the same internal talent.
等一下，我再告诉你们，抱怨跟建议有什么不一样。
So later on, I will tell you what's the difference about between the complaint and suggestion.
然后我们想到你讲这些东西的时候，其实是招神怒。
And especially when you grumble, actually you are the grumbling against God.
雅各书五章九节说：“弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。”
And from the James, the chapter 5 verse 9, here's talk about don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged.
然后看啊，审判的主站在门前。
And the judge is standing at the door.
就是让你们知道，你每次要讲这个的时候，审判的主就站在门前。
So you may know when you're grumbling, they can bring the God's wrath.
这个是出埃及记16章6到8节，我念给你们听。摩西、亚伦对以色列众人说：“到了晚上，你们要知道耶和华将你们从埃及地领出来的。早晨，你们要看见耶和华的荣耀，因为耶和华所听见你们向他所发的怨言了。我们算什么？你们竟然向我们发怨言呢？”摩西又说：“耶和华晚上必给你们肉吃，早晨必给你们食物得饱，因为你们向耶和华发的怨言，他都听见了。我们算什么？你们的怨言不是向我们发的。”
So I'm going to read to you from the book of the Exodus, the chapter 16, the verse 6 to 8. So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, In the evening you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt. And in the morning you will see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against him.Who are we that you should grumble against us? Moses also said, You will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread you want in the morning, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord.
夏娃跟亚当，夏娃吃了苹果禁果的时候，最后的抱怨也是说你给我的女人。
So from the Bible, we know when Eve ate the apple, she also complained it's because the Adam.
所以你看，所有的你只要追溯到最后，我们的所有的怨言，不是像妻子，不是像孩子，不是像教会，最后还是发到神的上面去。
So you know, usually when we grumble each other, and not just for your husband, wife, your family, or some other people, the end, we are grumbling against God.
而且我们是在怎么样呢？我们经常讲说失败的时候才会发怨言。
And then most of the time when we fail, and that's when we start to grumble.
天灾地变，那个地震、海啸，再来发怨言。
And a lot of times, there's the natural disaster when it happens, and that's where we grumble a lot.
不是发你的无知，而且最后是发上帝你在哪里。
And
就不是抱怨自己的无知啊，就是不知道早一点准备，而是最后你总会发的说上帝你在哪里。
Alright, so when a situation happens, a lot of time we are not.Complaints about our ignorance, or we are not prepared ahead. A lot of time, we just grumbling about our God.
那个唐崇荣牧师有一次在问与答专题里面讲到一个人问的问题。
And there's one Indonesian pastor, and his name is the Reverend Stephen Tang. In the Q&A section, he said that.
他说所有的抱怨就是向神说，你给我一个地球，我会造的比你更好。
He says, complaints is to say to God, give me a planet, I will manage it better than you.
然后神怎么样的发怒呢？这民数记里面的14章26到28，我念给你们听。
So, how God angry about it? I'm going to read from the number chapter 14, verses 26 to 28.
好，26节。在民数记里面，耶和华对摩西说：“亚伦说， 这恶会众向我所发的怨言，我忍耐他们到几时呢？以色列人向我所发的怨言，我都听见了。你们告诉他们啊，耶和华说，我指着我永生起誓，我必要照你们达到我耳中的话待你们。你们的尸首必倒在这旷野，并且你们中间凡被点数从20岁以外向我发怨言的，必不得进我应许起誓应许你们住的那里。
Verse 26, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, how long will this wicked community grumble against me? I have heard the complaints of this grumbling Israelites. So tell me, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very things I heard you say. In these deserts, your bodies will fall.Every one of you, 20 years old or more, who was counted in the census and who has grumbled against me, not one of you will enter the land. I swore with uplifted hand to make your home.
好，发怨言有多严重？从旧约一直到新约，旧约一直到新约，全部都是在讲这一个重要性。
So how serious when we complain or grumbling, and we can find the Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament, they all address this issue.
甚至保罗，使徒保罗在哥林多前书十章也特别提到教会要避开这五样事情。
And especially the Apostle Paul, he been addressed there's the five things we need to get away.
教会里面很重要，第一个就是贪恋恶事。
So the first thing we need to avoid is the lust after evil thing.
就是你明知道你在做的那个是犯罪不好的事情，你还很喜欢，不愿意放弃。
And you know the things that's the evil thing, but even you know that's the evil thing, you still want to do it.
就是持续犯罪不悔改，就是贪恋恶事。
And that's me continue to sin against God and you never repent.
第二个拜偶像，大家都知道。
And the second thing is the worship the false god.
除了耶和华上帝以外，都是拜偶像。
And only the Jehovah God is the real God. The other God is the false God.
然后行奸淫就是淫乱。
And the third thing is commit the sexual immorality.
试探主就是你明知道你就是一个假的宗教行为，其实心里面没有在悔改。
And the next one says to talk about you test the law.And you just participate on the religion ritual, but in your heart you are not really repent.
每次你做坏事，总觉得上帝不会惩罚你。
And at the time when you do some wrong things, and you thought that God won't punish me.
然后第五件事，他特别把这个发怨言加在这个教会的五样罪里面。
And the last one they talk about is the grumble against each other, and especially they mention the grumble is one of the five sins.
可见的怨言哈是所有的那个破坏的一个开始。
So we know the grumbling is the beginning of the destroy everything relationship.
然后再来这个是，你只要讲到怨言哈，这个爱心，我们讲常常教会就讲爱心嘛，你就远离这个爱心。
And we know in the church we talk about we need to love one another. So if you grumbling and that's meanAway from love.
彼得前书四章八到九节，他说最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能够遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相反待，不发怨言。
From the First Peter chapter 4 verse 8-9, above all, love each other dearly, because the love covers over a multitude of the sins.Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling.
所以切实相爱就是互相款待，不发怨。
So love each other deeply. That's when we offer hospitality to one another without grumbling.
上个礼拜 BBS 一个礼拜中，我们没有听到任何人发怨。
And last week we had BBS in our church. I don't hear anybody complains about it.
基督徒不讲成功，基督徒讲我们讨神的喜悦。
As a Christian, we are not mentioned about how to success, but we just mentioned about how to please to our God.
发怨言的人通常都会高高在上，也容易远离爱心。
And those who grumble or complain, usually they think themselves is superior than the other people.
我经常做个比喻，就是说你一边吸地毯一边骂。
And a lot of time I would give the example, you can see some people, they vacuum the floor at the same time, they grumble.
你每次做事情，再加上你生气，你就白做。
So every time when you do something and you're grumbling at the same time, and you just do it in vain.
但是没有一个人不发怨言的。
But for reality, we know no one, nobody, no complain.
我们只是互相的提醒。
So we just have to remind each other.
因为你可以看到一件美好的事情，就是被几句话给从头到尾都给毁掉。
And because a lot of times happiness is the beautiful things, but because you complain, and it will destroy the whole thing.
反正一旦有怨言，就那个爱就没有了。
And because if you are grumbling, and that's where they will destroy the love.
这两件事是互相抵消的。
So they will cancel to each other.
所以前面讲到怨言，这四个。 问题，第一个信心不够，怨言起争论，怨言招神怒，怨言也没有爱心。
So we know there's the four consequences of the grumbling. The first thing we talk about, if you are grumbling, they displace your lack of the faith. If you are grumbling, they can trigger the arguments. If you are grumbling, they can bring the God's wrath. And the last one, if you are grumbling, they can show a lack of love.
好，现在重要的是下面。
So the most important is the following I'm going to address.
怎么样面对这些人?
So how to face the people who grumble?
我的建议是离他远一点。
And my suggestion is stay away from those people.
假如你不知道怎么应付的话，就是顾左右而言他，就溜远一点。
If especially you don't know how to handle responses, the best way just stay away from those people.
最怕就是你选边站。
So the one thing we are afraid is you try to choose the side.
我经常讲说，这个法官要听两个律师，律师还是有当事人请了两个律师来讲，法官还要判断哪一个对错。
And you know, in a court, the judge, when the law is pending, the judge have to listen to lawyers. They have to present their case. They have to have their statement. They have to hear both sides.
何况你没有把当事人全部找来，你只听到一点。And
then we cannot just hear one side; we need to hear the both sides.
但是你一定要聆听。And
you need to listen.
然后怎么样呢？重要的是，你要回答的时候要往健康跟正确的方向来思考再答话。
And the most important thing is you need to think positively before you speak it.
你知道吗？在日本的做百货公司经理的，都要先去那个 customer service， 就是那个地方，先听人家抱怨。
In Japan, if you want to be the manager of the department store, you have to work on the customer service. You have to train from their start.
他不是要你去讲道理，要你去学会聆听。
And when they put you into the customer service, it's not just want you to reasonable to the customer. They just want to learn how to listen to the customer.
也许你也解决不了什么事情，但是通常讲的人气也消了。And
a lot of time you cannot resolve the problem, but when you listen, a lot of time when the customer they vent and everything will resolve.
假如你真的有经验的话，你要想到你是。 在帮助这件事情是建造呢，还是把它拆毁
？So when you handle this situation, you have to think about it. How did you handle this situation? Are you going to build it up or are you going to destroy it?
那基督徒的方法就是你要祷告，然后耐心等候神的带领。
So as the Christian, how do we resolve the situation? The best way you have to pray and you have to patiently wait for the God's answer.
圣经里面有个很好的例子，就是约瑟。 这个例子我们都知道。
And the Bible gives us one good example. That's when we talk about Joseph.
他从小被兄弟卖去当奴隶。
And Joseph, when he was young, he was sold by his brother to be the slave.
然后他被那个主人的妻子诬陷。
And Joseph also was framed by his master's wife.
然后坐牢那个领个九正也没有帮他把他救出去。
And Joseph was put into the prison.
但是你整篇里面看到他一点怨言都没有。
But you can find out that Joseph has no complaint.
最后看到他的兄弟姐妹，他还是说这个是主所预备安排。
Even toward the end, when he met all his brothers, he still tell them this is God's will, has all this happened.
所以你想想看，我刚才讲的那我以前雇的那些国内来的人，他们都奋斗一辈子，都是相信。他们都带领他们到美国这一块好的土地来。
So when the time when I hired people work in my restaurant, and most people they believe when they work so hard in the country, and that's the purpose, the God was bringing them to in this U.S. this country.
不认识主的时候，他们都认为自己很努力。
And before they know God, they always consider whatever the effort is because they're working so hard.
当他们来美国认识主的时候，他们会发现这是主都一路的带领。
And after they believe in God, they believe that all the things happen is come from the God's will.
因为一个基督徒懂得信靠跟顺服。
And because the Christian, we know how to believe and trust our Lord.
因为以赛亚书四十三章十九节说：“看哪，我要做一件新事。”如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
From the book of the Isaiah, the chapter 43, verse 19, see, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the desert and a stream in the wasteland.
到我这个年纪，你看到我看到很多的例子。再坏的关系都有可能都复原。
And if you to the age I am right now, and you can see a lot of stuff, maybe in the beginning things like it is no way to resolve anything but totally, and usually they will resolve the situation by itself.
只要他有耐心等待信靠。
As long as you are patient waiting for the Lord.
好，再来是。我们怎么样不发这个怨言
？So the next one I want to talk about how to not grumble.
第一个常说感谢的话。
So the first thing we have to often say thank you.
然后多想神的恩典。
And often count God's blessing.
选择饶恕。
And you have to choose forgiveness.
最难的是饶恕。
And the difficult part is the forgiveness.
我们人会饶恕吗？
Do you think as a human we can forgive some other people?
人，我们人自己的饶恕跟上帝所说的饶恕是不一样。
The forgiveness from the human being is totally different from the forgiveness from the God.
人的饶恕只是淡忘。
So the human forgiveness actually is we forget.
我们饶恕了以后有时候一吵架，全部把以前的事全部都提一遍。
So the forgiveness from the human because it's forget. So when we argue a lot of time, it will come back again, and we will just talk about whatever happened.
上帝的饶恕是完全的忘掉。
But if the forgiveness from our God, this is totally erased, totally forget.
我们要常常想，上帝也是这样饶恕你的。
So we have to think about that God is always forgive us.
我们常说你的优点，只要用错地方就是缺点。
So if you're any kind, your good things, help me out. The positive, the
strength.
Your strength, that's good. Your positive, the strength, if you use it on the wrong side, actually it will become the bad thing.
所以饶恕是你能够消除所有的这些心里面的怨恨是最好的一个办法。
So the forgiveness is the best way to resolve whatever complaints in your mind.
然后《帖撒罗尼迦前书》五章十六到十八节，我们也都会背这一首啊，要常常喜乐，不住地祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
And the first Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 6 to 18, I believe everybody familiar with this scripture. Here's talk about rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ.
你们假如来参加祷告会的话，礼拜三祷告会，常常会有弟兄姐妹做见证。
And if you attend our church prayer meeting on Wednesday night, and you can hear a lot of brothers and sisters give us their testimony.
你们假如有听过于真弟兄的见证的话，我在这边不做赘述，但是我跟你讲，他是吃了很多亏，他帮助一个流浪汉吃了很多亏，但是他还是充满喜乐。
If you are interested, I want to recommend one testimony from our brother, James Yu. And he had talked about one time he tried to help the tramp, but he did not get any benefit, but he had a big loss from there.
我们知道于真喜欢帮助人家，但是我们也看到他也实在是吃了不少亏，但是他爱心都没有消减。
But we know our brother, James Yu, he's very caring and he loves to help the other people. But a lot of time the end, he will have a big loss.
我们这边几乎每一个人都很喜欢帮人家，可是最怕的就是当你一开始心里不高兴的时候，下次的帮助就没有。
And I believe with the brothers and sisters in our church, everybody love to help the other people here. But,
Right.
If during you help the other people, if one time they make you not happy, and usually they will influence in the future how to help the other people now.
所以要凡事谢恩，这是很重要。
So they tell us we need to thankful all the time.
好，现在讲到这个怨言跟建议有什么样的分别？
So right now I'm going to talk about the difference about the complaint, grumble, and the suggestion.
你怎么样分辨一个人是在抱怨呢，还是在有好的建议？
So how do you differentiate between the grumble and the suggest?
这个是我去这一次是牧者退休会里面那个印第安纳波勒斯那个牧师在吃饭的时候讲的，我把它记下。And
right now I'm going to share is one time I attend a pastoral retreat. And during the meal times, and there's the one pastor sharing this, and I write down, so I want to share with you all.
我们也知道，印第安纳波勒斯教会他们也曾经混乱一阵子。
And this pastor is working in the church in the Indianapolis here, and that time, their church also goes through the trouble time.
这个牧师说，他好不容易把这个教会弄回正轨，能够一起学习基督圣品。
And the pastor talk about it take a while to make the church become to stable and go to the right way.
然后他告诉弟兄姐妹说，你们要讲什么话，要先想这四个事情。
So he reminded brother and sister before speaking, you have to have these four thoughts.
你所谈论的事情是为你自己呢，我自己不舒服不爽，还是为了这个教会的整体的大家的利益？
So first things you have to think about on which perspective you are in. Whatever you speak is for the church or for yourself.
你是针对事情，还是针对那个人怎么做都做不好？
So, are you focused on the fact or just for the people?
每一个人的个性，每一个人在教会都是有用处。
And you know, everybody always have the purpose in the church.
你假如互相发怨言，不互相款待，这个教会就很快的拆散。
And if you are grumble to each other, the church will be destroyed very soon.
就像我举个例，就像 BBS， 我们做完了。
And I want to give the example just like our BBS when we finish.
对，你可以看到很多不满意的事情。
And maybe you can find out there's a lot of shortcoming somewhere.
但是你也可以把它整理好，怎么样下次我们可以把它做得更好。
But we can evaluate, we can discuss and how to make it better the next time.
所有的事情是看到这个事情的好处，还是那个人怎么做都是做成这个样子。
So what which perspective you are in? You are look at the things, the perspective on the things, or you just focus on the individual, how they doing the things.
然后第三件事我们常常做不到的，自己是否能够参与或协助。
So the third thing we have to remind ourselves is, can I help in there?
有意见的人很多，但是愿意参与跟协助的人。
And we know a lot of people you have your opinions, but only less people willing to participate personally.
你假如帮不了忙，你讲的天花乱坠，没什么用。
And if you cannot help, you better not talking anything.
然后你肯不肯为那个负责的人，或是为这件事情来祷告
？And are you willing to pray for the person who is responsible for the things or for praise for this ministry?
希望上帝能够帮助成就这件事情。
And then you want to pray for the God will make his will to complete.
Iris 花了很多时间，我们 VBS 前面就开始一直在祷告。
And our sister Iris, she spent a lot of time to preparation before the VBS happened.
箴言啊，二十五章十一节怎么说呢？一句话说的何宜，就如金苹果在银网子。
And the Proverbs, the chapter 25, verse 11, here's talk about, like apples of the gold in settings of the silver, is the ruling rightly given.
哈巴谷书三章十七到十八节也这么讲，虽然无花果树无发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，泉中绝了羊，棚内没有牛，什么都没有。然而我要因耶和华的欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，使我又稳行在高处。
From the Bible Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 to 18 Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Son of the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of the deer.He enables me to go on the heights.
好，最后一个结论哈，怨言哈，你记得今天只要记住，不要发怨言，怨言像传染病。
So my conclusion is, I want to remember these things. So grumbling, complaints are like a contagious disease.
它不但是不幸的表现，神也不会赐什么福给你。
And the complaints are not only showing you unbelieving, but also God will not bless you.
而且它很快的，不只是毁掉你的教会，毁掉你的工作，毁掉你的家庭，毁掉你的婚姻关系。
And grumbling will divide the church, also will destroy your career, your work, and your marriage, your family.
所以我找到一个美国教会，很多都在怎么样呢？操练三十天不发怨言。
So I have to refer to the other American church they recommend.We need to commit 30 days for not complaining.
然后牧师加了一句，每天要说一句造就人的好话。
And our pastor just added one more sentence: say a good word every day.
啊，你就知道一个环境的好坏。我最后，简单的例子，我去一个餐馆啊，他们这个餐馆，我们最早去的时候，每一个人，你到陌生的餐馆，看到老钟都是脸很铁。
And I want to give you the last example. When I visit the restaurant in Louisville, this area, especially if you enter into the Chinese restaurant, and usually they see the Chinese coming, they are not happy.
原来里面大家的这个关系都不太好。
And because the worker, when they work in the restaurant, they do not have a good relationship.
我经常说，不是工作辛苦，是肚子里面有气。
And a lot of time.They don't get along. It's not because the working circumstances, it's because they have a complaint inside them.
然后几年教会弟兄姐妹的熏陶之下，再去的时候，他们每一个人都有效果。
And go through several years because our church member visited that maybe we share the gospel word, so they have been changed. And after that, they start to have smiling in their face.
说不要忘了，我也是有做过三十年餐馆的一个老板。
So don't forget, I have 30 years of experience. experience a war game restaurant.
怎么样使你的工作环境变得大家都很喜乐，就是不要抱怨。
So how did you make your working condition pleasant for the worker? The best way is not complain.
好，最后我们一起来读这一句。
So the last time, let's read these verses together.
好，只要谁是说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
But only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that he may benefit those who listen.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这个宝贵的时间来聆听你的话。
Dear our fathers, we want to thank you for this, giving us this precious time we can listen your word.
所有的好处都不在你以外。
We know all the benefits from you.
求你帮助我们，让我们每天的生活能够跟我们的信仰能够结合。
Please help us so our life can connect with the words from you.
我们信仰就是为了我们要生活。
And the faith is because we want to live.
你活出来的样子就是一个信仰。
And because the way we act out, that's the show of our belief.
假如我们基督徒要常常谈属灵不属灵。我们就拿这一句互相款待无法怨言来开始。
So if we want to judge the person, are they spiritual or not spiritual? So we have to look at one scripture that's talk about we need to offer the hospitality to one each other without grumbling.
求你带领我们这个教会，使我们更加的往前走，能够传更福音传得更广。
We pray you leave our church so we can walk along the long way.
我们为今年的这些小孩子的事工，能够做得更好，请你来带领。
So we want to pray you can lead us for the children's Sunday school.
帮助我们保持在你的里面，常常有喜乐。
So help us, we can stay inside you and we can have a joyful life.
借着祷告跟感恩来度过每一天。
So we can live our life with the prayer life and the thanksgiving.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求啊！
All the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.